in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Stood there with tears in eyes. And this are the words she said to him. She said, "Doctor, I know a man. Don't worry about it." So the little girl said, "Excuse me, doctor." And the little girl went on in the room. And she looked up towards heaven way. She thought about the brains of grandmama told her that God would be a doctor for you. Not only that, she thought about what her grandmama told her. When you get sick, call on Dr. Jesus. So she laid her hands on her grandmama and began to pray. And she said, "Lord," the little girl said, "Lord, I know he's a doctor. You never lost a case. And I'm calling on you right now. 'Cause I know you can work miracles." And by that time, her grandmama opened her eyes. And her grandmama said, "Thank you, Jesus." And the little girl knew right then there had been a miracle worked in her grandmama's life. I wish I had somebody to pray with me. The little girl was so happy, she ran outside. She said, "Doctor." She said, "Doctor, come here." And when the doctor walked in the room, she said, "Doctor, the Lord has worked a miracle in my grandmama's life." She said, "You know, when I told you about the man, that everything was gonna be all right." The doctor said, "What man are you talking about?" The little girl said, "I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. He can work miracles in your life." And she said, "A doctor that I'm talking about, Lord have mercy." She said, "This doctor got more medicine in the hem of his garment than all the doctors you can find. I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. And I want to ask you a question out there. Do you know this man, Dr. Jesus? He will work miracles, 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 miracles in your life." So little Susie was so happy. She ran outside. She looked up towards heaven way and began to thank the Lord for working a miracle in her grandmama's life. And I want to say to you out there, God will work a miracle, a miracle, a miracle in your life. All you got to do is trust in him, and he'll be a doctor for you. You that lie on your bed of affliction, don't worry about it. God will work a miracle in your life. All you got to do is trust him, and he'll make everything all right for you. All you got to do is hold on.
Put your hand together, come on. Everybody.
Every time I look around, the
keeps me.
Seventeen minutes after the hour, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday, October 24th, 2021. Welcome and thank you so much for catching the wave. That's the late, great, many of you know, the one and only Joe Lagon and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. It's just another blessing. that I'm still here. It's another blessing that we are still alive. As we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful day that the Lord has made. We worship him, praise him, exalt his holy name. Truly, he is worthy to be praised. And for those of you just joining us, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the God to win souls for the glory of God. All right, well, look, got more coming your way right here if you're heading to Raleigh, North Carolina. Currently 60 degrees on the outside. Today's highs is expected to get up around 76 degrees here in the capital city, Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming up very shortly, 11:30 a.m. this morning, awesome preacher, teacher, man of God out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heat Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. They'll be coming up momentarily at the bottom of the hour, 11:30 a.m. live this morning. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music by request, one of the hottest quartet songs today, and it's still moving forward on the top of the charts. And the original vocal lead singer left us this year. I'm speaking of Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs.
Yeah, you ain't no good.
anybody ever still awake at midnight hour? Go down on your knees, talk to Jesus. And trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I find Satan back in hell where he belongs. I'd have the church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
That's the songs of the late, great Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, who left us on August the 30th, 2020. And certainly he's going to be missed. And those of you, I know you are going to continue to play his music. Coming up right here at the bottom of the hour, live, is Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave.
Was lost in my own world, feeling really confused, didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from, told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
God, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord, and we are happy this morning to introduce our speaker, Evangelist James Waddell, and hear him for his grace, through God's grace and ability to bring the preached word. So let's pray with him and for him, as the next voice you will hear will be none other than Evangelist Waddell. If you would, give him a hand.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'll be going directly into the Word, and I give honor to my pastor, the best pastor in the world, to the first ladies, to mother, elders, reverends, and our deacon saints and friends. And Pastor said, please don't go to sleep on me. All right, I'll be coming from Daniel 3, verse 24 and 25. And the word read, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste. And spake and said unto his council, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire?
Yes.
They answered and said unto him, King, true, O King. Verse 25. He answered and said, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire.
Yeah.
And they have no harm, no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Man, if I can leave anything which you want to think about anything today, will be, it's not what it looked like because of the light. Now, will it be all right if I just tell a little Sunday school story? See, I want to talk about here where King Nebuchadnezzar took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he made a decree that if you don't serve his image, golden image that I made, you're going to be thrown in the fires. And some of the soldiers went back and told him that the three Hebrew boys, they said they was not going to serve this image. So he got angry. He got all upset. And he said, bring these three to me. So they brought the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the king. And the king said, if you do not serve me, I'm going to put you in the blazing fire. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they told the king, I'm sorry, king, but I can't serve your God. And they went on and said, because our God is able and will deliver us from the fire. So the king got upset. He got furious. He said, turn that fire up 7 times hotter than it is. So they turned the fire up. And my Bible tells me that the soldiers that took the 3 men and tried to put them in the fire, they said that they got burnt up themselves. That's how hot the fire was. But one thing I didn't understand, the fire was that hot, why did they have to tie the 3 Hebrew boys up? But as I was reading, I found out that they really didn't throw them in the fire. It said they fell in the fire. It said they fell in the fire. But one thing the king didn't realize, it was not what it looked like because of the light. You see, when they took the 3 and it threw them, they fell in the fire. See, the light was right there with them as they went down in the fire. Now, Reverend, how do you feel that the light was there with them? You remember I told you they tied them up, right?
Yeah.
But they told me when they hit the bottom, they were untied. I believe the light, which was God, untied them on their way down for their business. And you see, the king, after they got down in there, the king said, let me look over in there. And that's when he saw 4 of them, right? How could he see 4 when he, after he looked in, but didn't see him when he threw them in? You see, when the fire lit up, when things in your life get hot, that's when the light Jesus begins to shine. When everything gets hot and the enemy thought he could have you, that's when there is God said, I got to show up now and let the enemy see that I'm with you. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying to teach this thing. You see, in 2020, many of us were probably worried. Many of us probably was afraid. I heard my brother say they had COVID in 2020. But was God right there with you? Was the light there shining because it didn't look like what it didn't it's like what it looked like here? Even though many people thought you wouldn't make it, how many people were passing, but the light right there with you. Because it wasn't what it looked like because of the light. Now, many got down in 2020 because of the pandemic. But this wasn't the first pandemic. Can I just name a few? You see, in 2005 through 2012, there was an HIV/AIDS pandemic. In 1968, there was a Hong Kong flu. In 1956 and 1958, there was an Asian flu. Asian flu. In 1918, there was another flu pandemic. And in 1898 and 1890, there was a Russian flu. But there was a whole lot more. I kept on reading. It went all the way down to AD. Many pandemics failed. So no matter what it looked like and how it looked in 1920, no matter how it looked like in 1921, it looked like we're going to have a relapse and things were going back like it was. But you know what? My God was right there with us through all these pandemics. And right here in 2021, God is still right here with us. The song said, I almost gave up. I almost threw in the towel. But God's mercy, it kept me. Now, I'm finna leave you. I got a closing, but in my closing, will it be all right if I tell just a little story, Pastor? I heard you say, why they're going to tell his story like God gave it to him before. Now, can I tell a story? There was a man, old man, late one night, he began to walk to the store. And on his way back from the store, they tell me that this young man stopped this old man. And he said, "Sir, do you have a light?" And they tell me the old man reached in his pocket and pulled out a cigarette lighter. And he flicked the cigarette lighter and gave the man a light. And then the old man went on home and went to bed and went to sleep. They tell me the next morning, the old man woke up and began to look at TV. He was looking at the news, and he's seeing on the news world this young man about a block down from the store got robbed and killed that night. And he showed a picture of the man that killed and robbed the other young man. And the old man said, "I got to go down to this jail and talk to this young man." See, in my mind, I thought we were going to go down there and tell him it's going to be all right. God can forgive you for everything you done. I thought in my mind, you were going down and tell him what you did last night. Just ask God. You're still here. He can't forgive you. But the old man got there and brought the young man out. He looked at the young man. He said, "Oh, young man, do you remember me?" He said, "Yes, sir, I remember you. You were the old man that I asked for a light last night, and you gave me the light." He said, "Well, one thing," the old man said, "one thing I don't understand. Why is it you didn't kill me? Why is it you didn't rob me? I had money in my pocket. I had a whole lot of grocery. I was tossed stolen. Why you didn't rob and kill me? I couldn't fight you back because I was weak. I didn't have strength. But you went on down and you saw this young man that was strong, could have fighted you off, and you robbed and killed him." I can hear the old young man tell the old man it was what it looked like because you lit that light. And one thing, old man, you didn't understand. When you fixed that light, I looked behind you, and there was a big, tall dog man with hair white as wool, eyes as a burning fire, feet as burning brass. I couldn't touch you, but I was afraid of what that man behind you might do. You didn't see him, but I saw the light, because it wasn't what it looked like, because the light began to shine. Now, as I sit down, I just want to tell you, it's not what it looked like. Because of the light, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, he with you all the time. He said, "I never leave you, nor I'll forsake you." I heard David say, "I once was young, but now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." If you don't remember nothing I said, remember, it's not what it looked like because of the light. And Jesus is that light. And he said he'll never leave you or forsake you. No matter what you're going through, he said, "I'll be right there with you all the time."
Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, we heard a word from the Lord. It's not what it looks like. I have not seen, neither has ear heard the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. How many of you love the Lord? Let not your heart be troubled. As Jesus said, ye that believe in me, Jesus that believes in God, believe also in me. And in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, we have a prepared place. He has a prepared place for a prepared people. Can I get a witness? We thank God. Let's give God a hand for his powerful word. And let's give Evangelist James Waddell for preaching that word from Daniel 3, 24 and 25. At this time, we're gonna ask Mother Melinda McCoy to come and give us a prayer. Just let every heart pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, it's again, God, that we come to you as humble as we know how.
Yes.
We come to you this morning, Lord, because we know that you are the one that we can lean on. You're the one that we can depend on, God, and whatever it is that we need, we can find it in you. Oh, God, on this morning, we want to thank you for the word. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for all that you have done for us, God. Oh, Lord, because down through the years, God, you have been so good to us. Oh, God, we want you to continue to bless Lincoln Park in a mighty way. Oh, God, bless our pastor and his family. Oh, God, remember the ones that are sick and shut in, God. Oh, Lord, the ones that are in the hospitals and the nursing homes. Oh, God, the ones that are behind prison bars. Oh, God, just continue to bless right now in a mighty way. Oh, God, we want you to bless the ones that do not even know you, God. Let them know that, God, that you are there for them. Oh, God, they might run, God, too, and say, what must I do to be saved, God? Oh, Lord, we want to continue to bless right now in a mighty way. Oh, God, we thank you, and we love you, and we appreciate you, God, for all that you have done for us. And we will forever give your name the praise. The glory and the honor is yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother McCoy. At this time, we're going to end this service. We do have a baby dedication that's getting ready to follow. So at this time, we're just going to dismiss this service, and we're going to ask Reverend Thurlow Kearney to just continue our portion on the air and play whatever songs or say whatever you care to say at this time. We're going to turn it over to him to carry out the remainder of his NFI radio broadcast session as we sign off. God bless you, Reverend Kearney.
When you see me and I'm not walking right, when you see me and I'm not walking right, oh say,
please,
oh, oh. And if you hear me and I'm not talking right, oh say, if you hear me, and I'm not talking right, oh, say
a prayer.
Let me sing a verse right here. I wonder what kind of world would this world be if we would just learn to get down on our bending knees and speak to God concerning every problem.
sometimes that you feel like that you're right and I'm wrong. But whatever you do, please say a prayer. Agree, but would you do this one thing for me and say, oh please, oh yeah, just pray, and the morning, and the evening,
that's what you need to do.
Whatever you do to me, you say you do, just help me pull through and say a prayer. I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there that prayer. Ooh, still, I'm a living witness. I can tell somebody out there that prayer still, still. Mother, I know it's rough, but you got to hang on.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me.
I know
you'll never.
We are right at the top of the hour of 12 noon. Welcome and thank you so much. That's the late, great Tommy Ellis under the singing stars. Let me in. Look, want to thank Evangelist Waddell, awesome word on this morning. And we want to thank Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And what a powerful word. We want to thank Evangelist Waddell again. They are doing a mighty work there, and definitely you can catch them right here every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon live, and as well on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time live for the Thursday morning Bible studies with his elders of the church. I believe it's Elder Demetrius Hunter, also Eldress Belinda McCoy, and Evangelist Anthony Evans. So you don't want to miss that every Thursday, 9:30 a.m. live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Right now, currently outside, 60 degrees. Today's high is expected 76 here in the capital city, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more music here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
But I got a question I'd like to ask you tonight. Can anybody in here tell me who woke you up early this morning? Can anybody tell me who started you on your way? Can anybody tell me who gave me your help, mister?
taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI. Taking gorgeous music to another level.
the sun back at you again. I know some of y'all remember a few years back when I wrote this song, telling you how good God had been to me. And over the years, he's still blessing me. I found out that whatever you're going through in life, God's going to be there for you. I want you to know when I found him, I found everything that I need. Listen. I found peace when I found Christ. Now Jesus is the head of my life. I don't worry and I don't fret, 'cause the God I serve ain't never failed me yet. Ain't God good?
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
And all the time.
Call up! Yeah. to be what you want me to be.
How many want to be that tonight?
I want to be what you want me to be.
Hey. I tell it one more time.
I just want me with kindness, with you right spirit inside me. I wanna be what you want me to be. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, help me choir.
I wanna be more,
be more
like you.
Like you.
Wanna
be more
like you.
Like you.
Every day
be more
of my life.
Like
I'm trying to be
more
like you.
In
my walk, in my talk, I want to
be
more like a Lord. With you and me, a clean heart, a renewal right spirit within me. I want to
be
more like you. Got to
be
more. And I want to
be more.
Like you.
Like you.
I wanna be,
I wanna be
like you.
Like you.
I'm passionate,
yes sir.
Loving,
like
yeah.
You.
Kind,
yes sir.
Meek,
like yes you.
Understanding,
yes sir. Do.
Be more,
like
be more
you.
Like you.
Tonight. How about it? Cause Doug, you can't go nowhere. How about it? How about it? How about it? How about it? Be more like you.
You know what I wanna do? Let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna
be
like him.
Like you.
I wanna
be
like you.
Like you.
I tell you,
be
the
like you.
Belong. Since I learned about Jesus,
like you.
Not the same that I used to be.
Like
no, no. I want to help somebody like Jesus.
Like
I want to live like Jesus. Lord, help me.
Let me raise it up. Let me raise it up.
Oh, Lord,
help me be
more. Be more.
Be more.
Be more. Like Jesus. I want to be. I want to
be.
I want to be like Jesus.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Be more,
hey.
Be more,
hey.
Be more,
be, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah.
That's the way on the end of life. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
First of all, this is Willie Neal Johnson of the Gospel Keynotes from a little city called Tyler, Texas.
When I was in the process of thinking about some of the guest artists who could be on this project, I was very honored and grateful to be able to get in touch with the legendary, the great Willie Neal Johnson.
Kurt Franklin is... The Lord have blessed him to go out and reach young people that we are not reaching. And I think it put both of us together, that would put both crowds together, and that just make it greater.
Less than a year after this album was recorded, God called my brother home. And it's a pleasure to know that I had the honor to work with him for the very last time. Willie Neal Johnson, we thank you. And we miss you.
And I'm just glad that I was called.
This is for somebody. Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back, on all the stuff I've been through.
Watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here.
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting now, you're feeling low. Just when the night would never end. The sun came out and you can smile.
What's his name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at it.
Looking out.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and talk. You keep on.
Keep on.
Looking out. For me.
Out.
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Out.
It's what I love. It's right.
Keep on looking out.
Listen. I shouldn't be here today.
It hadn't been for your grace.
What's his name? Yes, sir. Come on, come on. Let's tell him one more time. You keep on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time out for time. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Say it right there. Say, you keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Good God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Say,
you keep on
looking out for me, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Time after time, when I don't deserve it, Jesus.
Keep on.
Even when I made mistakes, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Anybody been down up in here? You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for
yeah, Jesus. You keep on, Jesus.
Keep on.
Anybody been sick in your body?
Look him in the face. Look him in the face. And I want you to say this, realize that. Hi, neighbor. Y'all ain't saying this. Hi, neighbor. My God's got it. I want it. And he's going to keep on.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
Certain times and seasons, God will move for you. Send an angel just to bless you. I don't wait another second. Go on and make a move by faith. You see, hey, this is your day. And don't you let and years have passed you by, but oh, God is still moving, and his power can't be denied. Oh, oh, he's gonna do a new thing. Hey, just you wait on the Lord and you will see. Over you. I want you to come in now and tell the people about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was driving in my car and I got sleepy.
So I rolled my windows down, but I was still sleepy, y'all. Yes, I was. So I turned my radio on, turned it up as loud as it would go. And I heard a voice, I heard my brother's voice. His voice came through that radio. It wasn't a CD, but it was the voice of an angel. This voice called out my name. He said,
it's your day to celebrate, to tell the world you're alive. It's your time to have some fun, spend the day in the sun. Happy birthday, what a day to say. We love you, we appreciate you, we need you, we
Can I get a witness?
Oh, sweet.
He's sweet.
He's sweet.
So sweet.
So sweet.
When trouble's all around me. So sweet. Let's hang it up. Just keep it right there, so sweet.
Thank you. about me. I looked out the window. The streets were full of snow. I ran a little late for work, but I realized I got to go. Ran a little past due. Lord, I don't know what to do, but I did.
Singers was Mahalia Jackson. And Mahalia had something that carried us through a difficult time in our history. My grandmother used to listen to her music on those big 78 records. She was an icon to us. Joshua, find your place. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine as if Mahalia Jackson was in this house tonight. Give him a great big God bless you. He's going to bless this thing.
I rose this morning. I
want to thank God for my brother.
Yes, sir.
I come to thank God. I come to thank him. I want to thank God.
What did you say?
Well, I got to reach out.
one more time. Wait a minute. Oh, I believe I see my Father.
Oh,
I believe I see my Father.
Oh,
I believe I see my
Father.
What are you doing? Got a load on his shoulder. Wait a minute. Oh, I believe I see my mother.
Oh,
I believe I see my mother.
Oh,
I believe I see my mother. What is she doing? What you say, boy?
No, she got to be trying.
One more time. For the Father,
I know she got to be tried.
Say one time for the Son,
she got to be tried.
One more time for the Holy Ghost,
she got to be tried.
Put them all together, let me do one. Wait a minute, look at y'all. Oh, look at the people.
Oh,
look at the
people.
Look at y'all. What they doing? John said, I looked and saw a number. In that number I saw 144,000. Then he looked again. He saw a great number. In that number was no man.
Well, there was a number.
And I heard John say, look at that. Look at the people.
Oh,
look at the people. Look at y'all.
Look at the people.
What they doing? What you say?
Oh,
one more time.
They got to be tried.
Do you believe?
Now, Tony, since you and Hamilton want to play, y'all play and make it real sweet.
Oh.
listen here. Listen here. I'm not going to sing it for y'all tonight. I got some friends with me tonight. Shout it. Come here, boy. Come here, boy. Y'all get silence from the Wills brothers. Y'all give my hand. This is my friend tonight. This is my friend tonight. This is my new brother. Listen, I need for y'all to do me a favor tonight. I'm going to turn it loose tonight, okay? I need you to look at your neighbor square dead in the face. I need you to ask them this question in here tonight. Ask them this question. Sit.
Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
If it wasn't for the Lord,
where would I be?
That was on my time.
Where would I be?
Somebody wave your hand.
Where would I be?
And try to walk in
shame. Where would I be?
Can you think about
where would I be?
Where would you be tonight?
Where would I be?
Listen, listen. Would you do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Yeah. Will y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Will y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Would y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Grab your neighbor.
Where would I be?
Come on, we in church, it's all right. Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Look at them and say, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Y'all ain't talking, tell them, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Y'all ain't talking, shout, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
I don't still don't hear you. Hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
If it wasn't for,
where would I be?
If it wasn't for,
where would I be?
Come on, man. If it wasn't for this,
where would I be?
I once put it on.
I once put it on.
Whoa! I once put it on.
I was headed down.
I was put along.
hang his head. Would he devote such a sacred head for such a lonely world? Churches
minute. Let me tell you this. Our churches, we didn't worship in fine buildings like this. Most of our churches started in a lowly existence. As a matter of fact, we started with camp meetings, where we had to steal away to praise the Lord. And the first instrument we got in the church was not the organ nor the piano, but some brother got a drum, and he joined in with us. As it lands and did my Savior please, as did my suffering die. Somebody got a tambourine, and it began to be. Hallelujah, brother. Then came the bass fiddle. And then we bought a piano. But you know, after I'd go with my grandmama to the Baptist church, I used to steal away around the corner to a little sanctified church. Anybody here know anything about sanctified church? And you know what? Over there, they believed in using all the instruments. They weren't quite as dignified as the Baptists and the Methodists. They believed in making a joyful noise. When we got to the sanctified church, we had the drums. Wait a minute, just wait now. Let me get it together. I say when we got there, we had the drums. And some brother went home and got his horn, and he began to blow it.